There is only one chance to do this right. This audio media content information presentation has been sourced upon the medical record of a doctor in the direct medical provider care of United States American citizen and San Bernardino County and city born resident, James Martin Driscoll. The reflecting presentation of this audio media was created on April 12, 2021. The site for which this audio is featured is npino.com. This informational society tool has been available for many years now. The type of content that can be added to a medical provider NPI record is 1. Text-based commenting. A very long length commenting is allowed. 2. Direct uploaded to site images, images of static to the comment, as well as images that can be linked from external URL addressing. 3. Embedded showing videos playable directly in the content from video sites such as YouTube. 4. Embedded tweets can be referenced internal of the commenting. I'm sure there are other sites content that is customized into this tool. The school is multi-site has nothing to do with the medical industry or the NPI industry specifically. The NPI reference record here is associated to a doctor at the Southern California Orthopedic Clinic. Upon completion of the NPINO data record along with the discuss commenting, the conclusion of this audio playback will be the voice phone system. The caller on hold repeating voice messaging that is currently presented to the public at this medical provider facility. I will let the public decide. I'll let the doctor decide whether or not I'm right. Giving you an option to not follow the same path as P&K Orthopedics did receive faxes in the response to my email a couple weeks ago. Whether or not the doctor or the other staff at Southern California Orthopedics is annoyed or find me some kind of a nuisance by my actions here. My motives are clear. To someone, somewhere, sometime to involve upward, not devolve downward, to continue to annihilate and ruin my life. For in a good dash faith effort. Aspiring and lofty words you sadash called represent in your medical provider clinic care but not put into conscience and action. Please prove me wrong. There is a very good reason I am using this tool. This tool is moderated by a human being. The contents I have placed upon the record here is standing. There is absolutely nothing wrong with what I have done. I have actual call recordings. I will leave the inquiry that I made earlier, which was handled by Rose, off the record for now. Rose, a non-licensed non-degreed doctor. I need the role of a doctor, a medical doctor, a physician. A doctor that has a Hippocratic oath. Rose attempted answer me, but she can't. She can't handle this request. This request can only be handled by a doctor from their office. As such as that is. I asked Rose to pass a message to Dr. Gupta. Which was lost, of course. The patient is trying to direct the staff to acknowledge the messages on their phone system. There is absolutely no way to avoid this collision. As stubborn as Rose was, there's absolutely no way to navigate such an odd sense trainwreck void of intelligence. The alternative, of course, is to use faxing, because faxing has transmittal receive verification within communication transport protocols. There has been a fax directed to Thier office. I do not know the receipt request of a human being who receives faxes to processes them, or whether or not it is acknowledged yet. But I will make sure it is sent confirmed. I will also have a printout of this fax for personal hand delivery. There is only one chance to do this right. The fax header is date April 12, 2021 at 6:16 p.m. 2 NPI 145,739,732. Dr. Neeraj Gupta, fax number 909-629-4683. Organization Southern California Orthopedics. Subject Whole Person Healthcare. Restoring Wholeness. Dash. The referral issued by Dr. Gupta. Directing me to P&K Orthopedics for a medical device called a walk boot. Was not handled properly. At the start of my first appointment, I sent an email to their email address on their page. It got bumped. Bumped because of an invalid mailbox. And the email 7 address that is showing on that page remains unchanged, misdirecting all mail from the public to an invalid mailbox. I am going to request the Dr. Gupta rescind the referral chain of trust. And if my request is refused, that is not a good thing. An example for all to be forewarned. http://humana.fucktupwoman.space http://fucktupwoman.life If the one responsible for putting me into this path, the doctor, does not rescind the referral trusts, meaning the reputation from the other clinic has been altered by this clinic, I'm going to have Humana and Prospect Medical intercede to reject the referral and the billing. I have a walk boot. But I would have rather have died first than to allow such distortions of our trust integrity to carry on. To allow a malignant maladjusted integrity between doctors and patients to remain an unaddressable slash on unimaginable condition of stupidity slash unchallengeable because nobody wants to step on any other person's toes. Bull fucked up human shit. Reject the claim for the walk boots until there is an explanation for both these true encounters. Encounter hold no trustworthy reliance I doctor slash audience. Patient slash doctor relationship. I did get an email response from P&K Orthopedics. Quite revealing. Obviously a derailment from what they have as our motto restoring wholeness and the post that was on Facebook that I commented about Panther movie that lost tail for now. That's just classify the response as a little bit shady. Would drive. Gupta the referral that was given to the patient be interested in the email response that I classify as shady or not, and if not why not. Begin npino.com record. NPI 1,457,329,732 Neeraj Gupta in Pomona-address, Medicare status, and contact NPI 1,457,329,732 Neeraj Gupta in Pomona-address, Medicare status, and contact Neeraj Gupta 1,457,329,732 Profile details. Neeraj Gupta is a physician based out of Pomona, California, and his medical specialization is orthopedic surgery. He practices in Pomona, California, and has the professional credentials of MD. The NPI number for Neeraj Gupta is 1,457,329,732 and he holds a license No. A75095, California. His current practice location address is 160 East Artesia Street, Suite 360, Pomona, California, and he can be reached out via phone at 909-629-4604 and via fax at 909-629-4704. You can also correspond with Neeraj Gupta through mail at his mailing address at 840 Town Center Drive, Chaparral Medical Group, Inc., Pomona, California 91767-5900, mailing address contact number 909-398-1550. Neeraj Gupta graduated from Northwestern University Feinberg Medical School in 1999. Provider profile details. NPI number 1,457,329,732. Provider name Neeraj Gupta. Credential MD specialization orthopedic surgery. Sports Medicine Medical School name Northwestern University Feinberg Medical School graduation year 1999 gender male provider entity type individual provider enumeration date 03/10/2006 last update date 09/13/2018 Medicare participation status Neeraj Gupta participate in Medicare program accept Medicare assignment yes the physician accepts the Medicare approved amount you will not be billed for any more than the Medicare deductible and coinsurance Pecos PAC ID 3,971,532,490 Pecos Enrollment ID I20,050,804,1208 Providers Legacy Identifiers. There are many Medicare-related identifications related to Medicare providers. Medicare UPIN has been replaced by NPI and is no longer used. A PTAN is a Medicare-only number issued to providers by MACs upon enrollment to Medicare-it is also sometimes called Medicare ID or Medicare PIN. An individual provider can have more than one PTAN number but only one NPI number. Identifier Identifier Type Identifier State Identifier Issuer 00A750950 Medicaid CA Group Affiliations Organization name Group Pecos PAC ID members Chaparral Medical Group INC 6,800,709,403.65 Hospital affiliations. Hospital name Medicare CCN of Hospital Pomona Valley Hospital Medical Center 050231 Provider Business Practice Location Address Details. Address 160 East Artesia Street, Suite 360 City Pomona State California ZIP 91767-2900 Phone number 909-629-4604 Fax number 909-629-4704 Provider Business Mailing Address Details Address 840 Town Center Drive, Chaparral Medical Group, Inc. City Pomona State, California, Zip 91767-5900, Phone Number 909-398-1550, Fax Number 909-398-1488. Providers: Primary Taxonomy Details, Type: Allopathic and Osteopathic Physician Speciality, Orthopedic Surgery Taxonomy 207X00000X, License No. A75095, California. Definition: An orthopedic surgeon is trained in the preservation, investigation and restoration of the form and function of the extremities, spine and associated structures by medical, surgical and physical means. An orthopedic surgeon is involved with the care of patients whose musculoskeletal problems include congenital deformities, trauma, infections, tumors, metabolic disturbances of the musculoskeletal system, deformities, injuries and degenerative diseases of the spine, hands, feet, knee, hip, shoulder and elbow in children and adults. An orthopedic surgeon is also concerned with primary and secondary muscular problems and the effects of central or peripheral nervous system lesions of the musculoskeletal system. Post comments / review. Comments. Community. Avatar. Recommend. Sort by best. No file chosen. Minus. Avatar. James Driscoll. 8 hours ago edited. I am a patient of Dr. Gupta. This entry is being placed as a preclusive announcement that things have changed. I can't make them change. I can't make the readers change. I can't make the doctors change. I can't make the association practice of all the staff change. What if every single person in the healthcare delivery of provider services that I cross paths with? These ideals are made important. There is absolutely nothing wrong with what I'm doing here. There are everywhere to express myself. There's absolutely nothing wrong with what I'm doing. Quick to judge me for this methodology, then perhaps those who are in the dislike of these actions are involved in a truth denial conspiracy. Such a hidden agenda needs an adjustment, a little tweaking of our obligations. That would be the obligation I have as a patient. Further paved in stone. The obligation the doctor have as a physician back upon me as the patient. Physician-patient relationship, medical video essay, disc.us. MD Prospect. 210,000 subscribers. History of patient-physician relationship and informed consent are explored in this video essay. If you would like to read more about the topic, refer to the bibliography below. Comment and like if you'd like to see more of these types of videos. Props to @NerdWriter1 for inspiring to make video essays. Bibliography. The Evolution of the Doctor-Patient Relationship by R. Kabah, P. Suryakumaran. https://www.sciencedirect.ca. Lecture on Physician-Patient Relationship by Dr. Yusem Ansari at the University of Alberta. Biomedical Ethics, 2004, by Walter Glannon. https://www.goodreads.com/b. Fair use policy allows educational videos to use copyrighted content without having to receive permission from the owner. However, if you are the legal owner of any of the and wish to contact me, please email me at 0814jimmy@gmail.com. Details on the issue at hand. YouTube viewer comment. I-have-a-problem-humana-healthcare- that we are under a certain contract. A contract that has insurance that is covered through Humana. Why this? Image. Hide. Disc.us. Thumbnail. Onto my group Prospect Medical. All of these internal association of persons and people work as a group, very important sense of obligations and sense of priorities. How to hold a trust between a patient and a doctor and a doctor and a patient. Everybody prop forward into the imperative sense of reality of their integrity. That such integrity maintained doesn't cascade into a failure I having trust wobbles. That the doctor is telling me from his mouth to my brain. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth forward to define something it has happened drastic in my case. I don't care about anyone else but my own details. I'm a very detailed person. I'm a very observant person. I've been documenting askew from the normalcy should be exhumed but has not follow through to the absurdity in the positions of doctors. Outward on too many wrongdoing actions against me. The prevailing ratio is like 80% untrustworthy to perhaps 20% trustworthy. This is only when and if trust is evaluated and not just assumed. In the case of Dr. Gupta, here's our position. There's on staff at the Southern California Orthopedic Clinic. They have a nice lovely message that is presented to the public when you are on hold waiting for someone to answer the phone. I'm going to be calling their number telling them why I'm calling. To record the message in its entirety. It of course is a loop. Repeating over and over and over and over to the patients and the general public, to other doctors, to other medical suppliers and everything. It's the foundation of their clinic's message they give out over the phone while on hold. Southern-California-Orthopedics_2021-04-12_13-18-17.mp3. A very intrinsic operational message. I'm sticking to it. Turn sure that I get the quality of care. In all of my doctor associations to a standard of excellence. Unquestionable. They have a model described as positive referral reputational order to their approach. A prescription I would say most in the medical industry should adopt into their own organizational standards. Prescribed on a background voice phone system message. While on hold waiting for a human attendant to assist a human patient or human person contacting their organization. The message they say, it's the message they do. They really honor such a message as it applies to my case. I have a doctor's appointment on Thursday. Editorply. Minus. Avatar. James Driscoll. James Driscoll. 7 hours ago. Southern California Orthopedics. 909-629-4604. Our staff is eager to assist you with any special needs you might have. Now really. I'm a person from San Bernardino, California. I'm a patient what doctor care that has failed from San Bernardino, California. I have a special need. I would like to present it to the doctor well in his care. I should not have to post it public. But I will if it fails. Hide. Uploads.discusscdn.com. Thumbnail. 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 Editorply. Minus. Avatar. James Driscoll. James Driscoll. An hour ago. My entire county, I'm San Bernardino, has been altered off course since July of 2017. It started with two and a half hour sessions with Dr. Christopher Eric Berger. Instead of resolving understanding a corrupted mental health interface, corrupted public health has been the result. The science of swearing - fuck you all haters. On Twitter, discuss.com. At SB County tweeted a video. Leticia Juarez, San Bernardino native and ABC 7IE reporter, has a message. COVID-19 vaccines are here, they work and they are safe. We can get back to living life on our terms, and that is very good news. When you can, get vaccinated. This is our shot for hope. At ABC 7 Leticia https://co/gavesme. Reply. At grew up. James Driscoll. If I inquired about my shot and my appointment via email, when I qualified. No response. The SB County official issued PDF document was given as required. As the format allows, can I as patient alter conditions of consent? Survey. Yes-legal capacity. No. Disallowed. Reply. At grew up. James Driscoll. Written email PDF. https://co/m6fbookmpd. The required self-attestation form. https://co/mftl825. Audio spoken voice of email - providing consent directives. https://co/b3c48mztmo. End of discuss commenting. Below search doctor's NPI practice location on map. Other specializations in Pomona, CA: family medicine, general practice, cardiovascular disease, internal medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, ophthalmology, orthopedic surgery, pediatrics, psychiatry and neurology - psychiatry, radiology - diagnostic, radiology, surgery. Similar doctors in Pomona, CA: Jesus Fajardo, Orthopedic Surgery NPI Number 1003236845 Address 255 East Bonita Avenue, Stay 101, Pomona, CA 91767 Phone 909-593-7437 Fax 909-593-0318 Dr. Christopher A. Chalian, M.D. Orthopedic Surgery NPI Number 1235183484 Address 2776 North Gary Avenue, Pomona, CA 91767 Phone 909-593-7437 Fax 909-593-0318 Dr. Michelle D. Ward, M.D. Orthopedic Surgery NPI Number 1427096676 Address 255 East Bonita Avenue, Stay 101, Pomona, CA 91767 Phone 909-593-7437 Fax 909-593-0318 Neeraj Gupta, MD Orthopedic Surgery NPI Number 1457329732 Address 160 East Artesia Street, Suite 360, Pomona, CA 91767 Phone 909-629-4604 Fax 909-629-4704 Albert Ken Chong, MD Orthopedic Surgery NPI Number 1700819653 Address 160 East Artesia Street, Suite Number 360, Pomona, CA 91767 Phone 909-629-4604 Fax 909-629-4704 Rajadala, MD Orthopedic Surgery NPI Number 1730157876 Address 1866 North Orange Grove Avenue, Stay 202, Pomona, CA 91767 Phone 909-623-8796 Fax 909-623-3076 Dr. Luis Antonio Corrales, MD Orthopedic Surgery NPI Number 1770807265 Address 255 East Bonita Avenue, Stay 101, Pomona, CA 91767 Phone 909-593-7437 Fax 909-593-0318 What is a NPI number? The National Provider Identifier, NPI, is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The NPI is a 10-position, intelligence-free numeric identifier, 10-digit number. This means that the numbers do not carry other information about healthcare providers, such as the state in which they live or their medical specialty. The NPI must be used in lieu of legacy provider identifiers in the HIPAA standards transactions. Covered health care providers and all health plans and health care clearinghouses must use the NPIs in the administrative and financial transactions adopted under HIPAA, Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. Where NPI should be used? The NPI must be used in place of legacy provider identifiers, such as a unique provider identification number, UPIN, online survey certification and reporting OSCR, and National Supplier Clearinghouse NSC, in HIPAA standard transactions. There are two categories of healthcare providers for NPI enumeration purposes. Entity Type 1 providers are individual providers who render health care, e.g., physicians, dentists, nurses. Sole proprietors and sole proprietorships are Entity Type 1, individual providers. Organization health care providers, e.g., hospitals, home health agencies, ambulance companies, are considered Entity Type 2, organization providers. Who must obtain NPI? All health care providers who are HIPAA-covered entities, whether they are individuals, e.g., physicians, nurses, dentists, chiropractors, physical therapists, or pharmacists, or organizations, e.g., hospitals, home health agencies, clinics, nursing homes, residential treatment centers, laboratories, ambulance companies, group practices, health maintenance organizations, HMOs, suppliers of durable medical equipment, pharmacies, must obtain an NPI. The NPI will be used by HIPAA-covered entities, e.g., health plans, health care clearinghouses, and certain health care providers, to identify health care providers in HIPAA standard transactions. A covered health care provider, under HIPAA, is any health care provider who transmits health information in electronic form in connection with a transaction for which the Secretary of Health and Human Services has adopted a standard, even if the health care provider uses a business associate to do so. All physicians, all dentists, hospitals, pharmacies.